Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. In the face of rising anti-Semitism, only Christ can bring lasting peace and heart-level change. And then a congregation in Lebanon marks the Christmas season with gospel joy. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. In our first story, the 8 days of Hanukkah end tonight. But Australians will be grappling with hard questions about rising anti-Semitism for days and months to come. Last week's Bondi Beach shooting killed at least 15 people and wounded dozens more who were gathered to celebrate the Jewish festival. The Australian Prime Minister has vowed to crack down on hate speech, yet legislation alone can't change hearts. Ilya Butoli with Beit Hillel Congregation reminds us that there's a spiritual battle playing out in the physical world.
We can see that it's two Muslims who did this terror attack, but on the other hand, another Muslim guy stopped the attack. That's how you can see that it's really a spiritual thing. It's not that all the Muslims are bad, but it's really spiritual around. It's really demons that leading these people to this thing.
The timing of the attack, just before the first night of Hanukkah, sent a message of fear in direct opposition to what the festival means.
It's a feast of light, of happiness, of victory over the darkness.
Please engage this spiritual battle through prayer. Pray for the families of the 15 victims and that God would reveal the comfort of Christ to them.
And it's important for us to stand in love and in prayer also for the Muslim people, that they will see the truth as well. Not only the Jews, but they will see Jesus as well.
Next, for the first time in almost 40 years, For Haiti with Love won't be having a Christmas party for kids. Why? Because of travel uncertainty tied to expanded U.S. travel restrictions that now include Haiti. Rosalind DeHart says,
we usually have the Christmas party for 500 children, but this year we have to cancel it.
The risk is getting stuck, unable to return if they travel to Haiti. There's also uncertainty about whether commercial flights will continue operating reliably between the countries.
A lot of kids will be very sad because they all know the party's going to happen. They're used to it, so they'll be very disappointed.
During the party, kids typically hear the story of Jesus' birth and his love for them.
Kids would go home and tell their parents and their neighbors. That's how it spreads.
Despite the cancellation, other ministry projects are ongoing. Local Haitian staff are operating the burn clinic, construction projects, and other outreach efforts. Supplies and guidance are provided remotely from the United States. So pray for Haiti, engulfed in gang violence.
God can do anything, and we just continue praying that things will change.
Everything for the party was already shipped into Haiti, so pray for a gospel outreach opportunity. And finally, you may or may not be someone who chooses a personal theme for the year. But for Resurrection Church in Beirut, Lebanon, their 2025 vision was to declare God's glory, and their Christmas outreaches are doing just that. Yara serves as a partnerships team leader at Resurrection Church. And while it's been another year of regional conflict and uncertainty for Lebanon, the church wanted to add joy to people's lives, as well as to introduce them to Christ.
We're not just hosting events. We're taking people on a journey.
It started with a full-fledged theatrical performance of The Christmas Story. For many audience members, this was their first exposure to the story of Jesus.
From there, we carry new people and families into our Christmas village, which we all know it's a space for joy, community, connecting with these people, making families and children feel welcomed and seen.
And the final step is welcoming people to take the next step toward Christ in the church's Christmas service. So join us in prayer for the spiritual breakthrough.
Pray that the hearts would stay open in every step of the way, every step of the journey, that God would draw people forward along this journey and transform lives through it.
Lebanon is one of the most open countries in the Middle East for sharing the hope of Christ. Pray for courage for Resurrection Church as they continue the vision of community outreach in the new year.
But we truly believe that God has positioned Lebanon for such a time as this, not just as a refuge, but as a place where disciples are formed and we are able to lead people to the light of Christ in the Middle East.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.